Hello, beloveds. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. At whatever time, day, or space that you receive this broadcast. I am Chakra Wanda. I am your international angelic spiritual encourager. I am also an ordained minister, host of Spiritual Life Garden. I'm bringing to you or opening up this energy of expression, and I'm knowing that the words that I speak and the intention that's been set forth will reach many who will be able to take this in, marinate on it, and perhaps open up layers within their own lives. It's a beautiful thing right now on Thursday. I think today is October 24th, and right at the very moment that I'm speaking, it is 1:11 p.m. Eastern Time, and you guys know, you absolutely know, how I love signs and symbols. The numbers mean everything. So I am doing a dual podcast broadcast, and I am broadcasting in podcast form on Periscope, and I see someone's popped up. That's Pisces Intuition. Blessings to you, sister. How are you? I'm also simultaneously broadcasting on my anchor.fm podcast channel. Yes, I'm using my tools to express this morning, this afternoon, or this evening. Pisces Intuition, I am doing so well. Thank you so much. I enjoy following you on Instagram at PiscesIntuition11. Beautiful Mother Earth in physical form. That's how I see you in all that you do. So, I prepared. Oh, you're so welcome, sweetheart. Guys, I'm telling you, there has been change that has been happening, and I have been going deeper and higher in my flow as I hear from spirit, feel from spirit, see as spirit, speak as spirit, listen as spirit, and hear. So I am launching, advertising here. I am launching my first radio show. It debuts this Sunday, the 27th, at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can easily tune in by going a couple of places. First, there are two free apps you can download. One is iHeart Radio, and the other is TuneIn. TuneIn. Those are both free apps, okay? And you can hear my broadcast. It's only 30 minutes, but it's going to be so rich, so powerful. The Spirit has prepared me for this time to be able to use my voice and express. You can also go to the website of the radio station that I'm working with. It's wdrbmedia.com on Sundays at 4 p.m. and go to the main page and click on Listen Live. All right, so we've got that out the way. Look, I want to talk about understanding the healing power of speaking, listening, and being heard. And you might think all are one and the same, but bear with me. Let me tell you what I heard as I was preparing. This is the message that I woke up to. So my angels, my guides, my ancestors are having me be more strategic and preparing. So the birth of Spiritual Life Garden, the theme of that is all about seeing your life as a spiritual garden. The metaphor of how a physical garden on earth, how we have to do the tilling of the ground and planting of the seed and watering, right? And at the right time, the harvesting, applying all of that activity as into your own life, your spiritual life, every part of your life. And when you are diligently doing that work, there's planning, there's, you know, I was reading last night a book about gardening, and there's certain times when you have to plant certain things and how you have to lay out the land, the planting. Oh my God, there's so many synchronicities metaphorically between the physical gardening and spiritual life gardening. This is what is expressing through me to share with you. And within that, over time, I'll share more tools. I'll share thoughts. I'm a fire starter. I'm an instigator, you know? So my guys and angels want me to be more specific or more strategic and intentional. So before just opening up the airways and just talking, which I am still talking from the spirit, they had me pull out my new computer and to really kind of write up something. So, hey, I'm going to use what I wrote for my blog. I have a blog as well. I just haven't been over there in years. But here's how it's going to go. I'm going to talk about the healing power of speaking, the healing power of listening, and the healing power of being heard. So here we go. I'm going to share with you what they've told me to be organized and write down. And then at the end of it, I'm just going to flow with the spirit and share with you what I'm hearing and sensing and feeling. And then we'll close it out. I've got some message cards here from one of my decks that we'll close it out with. This is going to be a beautiful journey. So here we go. The healing power of speaking, listening, and being heard. Let's talk about speaking. There's the physical voice. You see how I raised my voice right there? You know, you're hearing the vibration for my voice, the tone, you know, the cadence. Is that the cadence? Yeah, the tone, the sound. There's the physical voice, which is a channel by which our physical thoughts flow through. Then there's the inner voice. Yes, the inner voice. The heart. The voice of the heart. The voice of the spirit that has a powerful expression on its own. For example, there might be something that you must communicate to someone, right? And it's perhaps you need to express a feeling to them. You need to let them know something. You need to tell them. They need to hear from you. You need to correct them. Or you need to share love. So the language and the energy that's expressed by the physical voice is much different than what comes from the heart. Let me break that down. Say, for instance, you have something important to tell someone. You say, okay, let's set up a meeting. I need to let you know. And you just go at it. You're speaking. You're using your voice. But there's another way to communicate, right? From the heart. And letting, instead of the voice, the physical voice, be the channel and translating vehicle, letting your writing of what you want to express be the vehicle versus sound. Let me pull it back. You have something special that needs to be said to someone, very important, good, bad, or indifferent. Sometimes you might have something that you need to say that's difficult to actually say. What about expressing it through writing but coming from the energy of the heart, tapping in. When you, I dare you to try this test. Take your phone and record what it is you need to say to the individual. And then pick up a journal and a pen and then write from the heart. Listen and then read the two differences. You'll find there's a difference. The way that we communicate from the heart has a whole nother energy. It's powerful. There's healing that can come from speaking from the heart. Let's move into listening. The power, the healing power of listening. Now, listening, there's the process of hearing with the physical ears, right? Like right now, you're listening to me with your physical ears. However, if you're not listening intentionally, your own thoughts run interference. Bear with me. There's another way to listen, which some of you are already activating that another level of listening now. Because the other way of listening is not having any visual of the person speaking, right? Like right here, like right now, as I broadcast on Periscope and Anchor in podcast mode. See, you tend to lean in more. You tend to lean in more, like your mind somehow stops all unnecessary chatter. You lean in metaphorically, especially if the topic causes curiosity. Like what I'm speaking about right now. Because you want to see where the speaker is going with this. You may even identify with what's being said. That's the healing power of intentionally listening. And then there's the healing power of just simply being heard. Being heard can be like a therapy. No interruptions, just letting the stream of thoughts flow, or sometimes you just need to do a big dump, right? Some of you have people that call you or they're good friends, and they say, hey, I just need to get together, I just need to share, and some of you are healers where you just listen. I'm sure some of you recognize this, right? This from being both a listener and the one who's speaking. So that's what Spirit had me write. And now as I close my eyes and I touch my heart, I'm just going to express to you from a deeper place as I let the energy flow. I'm going to go back to the healing power of speaking. There's healing when we share what's in our heart, when we allow the stream of thoughts to go, when we open ourselves up as the channels that we are. Speaking is powerful. Let me tell you a story. In 2016, they found tumors in my body. You know where the tumors were? They were in the lymph glands in my throat, in my neck area, and behind my nose. They turned out to not be cancerous. But as I was doing my own observation and prayer work, laying hands on my own body, doing my journaling work, touching, connecting, and staying in tune to the Creator, I recognized that the tumor showed up in my throat chakra. And there was something a relationship that I was involved in at the time where I was not speaking the truth about it to myself. And I truly feel that my body, because if you understand your body, this physical vessel, and the energy of you within your body, did it affect my ability to speak? No. And this is a question here on Periscope from Cloud9. It did not affect my physical ability to speak, but as I was going through the physical test and, you know, going to the doctors and the surgeries and all that, I was doing my own inner work and my journaling and observation, right? And what I was hearing from my body was I was not speaking the truth to myself about this particular relationship. And ever since then, since the tumors were removed, I started speaking more like I'm doing now. I started speaking more, being the teacher, being a student, being an angelic healer. You understand? I started speaking more, and I'm speaking even more now. I want to move into listening. Listening. I played a song by Ricky Byers Beckwith from YouTube, and it's Oya Heya, which means hallelujah. And she starts off, I am listening to the music of the Holy, Holy Spirit. Oh, what a joy God is being. Now, I don't sing, but you know the power of that song about just listening. There is so much that we are subject to when it comes to waking up in this world and our dailiness, our daily. I'm in quiet a lot. Over the years, you know, back in 2003, I jumped the corporate ship and moved right into holistic healing as a massage therapist. So the many years of doing body work, doing energy work, doing intentional prayer work with people, I spend a lot of time in quietness. But it's interesting, from the outside, individuals might say, wow, you know, you don't listen to the radio, and at home, if some of family members are visiting, they're like, wow, it's so quiet in here. But for me, I'm not in quiet because I'm tuned in and I'm listening. I'm in this constant conversation of hearing from spirit. I know that some of you must relate to that, right? It is important what we feed on through our listening. It truly is. It's like eating at a banquet when you wake up. What is the first thing you're listening to? Because what we take into our vessel, like when we eat, how does our vessel process? What we listen to, how is our spiritual essence, our mind, and our subconscious? What's coming in to the subliminal record player? Deep in our soul. How are you listening? And how is what you're listening to adding value? Is it contributing to the balance of you being in a healing state at all times? I'll leave you with that. And then finally, the power, the healing power of being heard. As I share with you now, I get great pleasure speaking. Imagining that at least one person is relating to the energy of what I'm expressing. For I see myself as a channel, as you should see yourself as a channel as well. As we go about in the world day to day, we channel. A lot of our thoughts, you know, there's over 60,000 thoughts a day or something like that. You know, I always envision if there was, as we go about our day, what if there were post-it notes that just popped up on our body for all the different thoughts that we had in the day? Oh my God, we'd be exposed, right? But being heard is very healing. Some of you are called to write. Some of you Yes, some of you are called to speak, and some of you are called to listen, to be there for someone else. With the many platforms that are out here to be able to express, I encourage you, even if you're an introvert, to express through one of those platforms, writing, speaking. You can do just as I'm doing. People can hear you when they're not having to see you visually. You understand? It's a different thing. It's a deeper flow. I want to encourage you to follow me. I'll be launching my radio show, Spiritual Life Garden, on this Sunday on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Both are apps. You can also go to the website wdrbmedia.com. You can go into Periscope right here on my bio and see the information on how to connect and listen. Also, those that are listening, because this is a dual broadcast on anchor.fm, I have information in my bio is there as well. So I feel the energy waning down. Thank you, Cloud9. I feel the energy waning down, and that's a signal for me from Spirit to close this broadcast out, but not without pulling a message card for us to move into the next few minutes for the remaining of our day. First, thank you so much for my replay viewers, my listeners on all platforms. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Anchor, and as I record on Anchor, it distributes this message out further to multiple podcast platforms. I can't name them all. I thank you. I would appreciate your likes, your follows, your shares, your tags, especially your comments, your messages. On anchor.fm, you can send me a message and let me know if this resonates with you. Do you understand, or are you working with the tools of the power of healing from speaking? Do you speak? Do you listen? Are you being heard? So here's a closing message. And I'm using a message deck, a message card deck from the late Wayne Dyer. Yes, you're trying to understand, Cloud9. Yes. Stay in that journey. Stay open. And understanding and clarity will come. I'm using the deck from the late Dr. Wayne Dyer. It's called The Power of Intention. And I will be placing this card on my Instagram and Facebook with the link to be able to hear these recording, this message today. But the card says, be humble, and it's a picture of a pie. And it says, don't allow the approval or an attention of others to destroy you. Remain humble and grateful for all your accomplishments, and know that a force greater than your ego is always at work in your life. Don't allow the approval and attention of others to destroy you. I want to add, don't allow the idea of being accepted from others, the likes, the follows, any of that, to distract you. Or don't do it for any of that. Yes, I asked you to follow, like, and share, but the intention and the desire is that there may be one person that you share this message with who will find healing in this message. So I remain humble and grateful for all of what's being placed before me and how I'm being led to express. Know that a force greater than our ego is always at work in our lives. Stay connected to that force. That is the force that opens us to the awareness that there's healing power in speaking. There's healing power in listening. There's healing power in being heard. This is Chakra Wanda, your international angelic spiritual encourager, ordained angelic minister, host of Spiritual Life Garden. Be blessed until next time. I do enjoy your presence.